straight from the Saturday Rub Catch-Up podcast, this is another edition of BT's Vault.
He's amongst the finest interviewers of our time.
I'm ungettable.
When he's on the clock, Parco, Denton and Oakes take notice.
I am the man.
He's one of the best. This
is about me.
Is Bristol's Vault.
Bristol's Vault, let's take it back. 1991.
The year after he left Collingwood.
Still at Prahran. Our main man, Brian Taylor.
I'm turning myself off.
Goes one-on-one with former world heavyweight champion George Foreman.
Coming up in 5 seconds, we have George Foreman. One, two, three, four. Joining me now on The Good Sports is one of the greatest boxers of all time. The former heavyweight title holder who first won the title back in 1973 made a comeback to boxing after a 10-year layoff in 1987. Since then, he's fought his way back to the top. In April, he fought for the heavyweight title against Evander Holyfield, but he lost on points after 12 fantastic rounds. Joining us now is the punching preacher himself, George Foreman. Good morning to you, George.
Good morning to you.
Well, George, congratulations on making a fantastic comeback so far. You really must have been pleased with the efforts of that fight against Holyfield there some weeks ago.
I was awful happy with my performance. As a matter of fact, I'm not happy that I lost, of course, but it put me in a position if I want, and if Holyfield wants, we can fight again next year, and I'm really happy. I lost by a few points, but the important thing is we made 1 point.
What about since back in 1973 when you won the title and now...
Can I stop you for one moment? That may be an important call. Could you hold on one second?
Okay, sure. We'll hang on for George there. I was just going to ask George since...
Hello?
Yeah, George, you're back?
I'm back.
Yeah, since you held the title back in 73 and you look at today's fight world, are there any changes in tactics or styles, do you think?
No changes at all. As a matter of fact, I've tried to develop a more of an aggressive style to be able to keep the momentum going a little longer.
When you look at a Michael Jordan or someone like that, I suppose you say, well, yeah, he's certainly had something to do with it, hasn't he?
Yeah, and boxing is only the granddaddy of them all. To say that boxing should be banned is like saying ping pong should be banned, because the granddaddy of them all is Mr. Boxing itself. Hold on.
Okay. George there's going to answer the phone again. He's obviously is a very good secretary as well. Hope he gets paid well for that. Got a nice warm coffee here anyway to keep us going. Just so happens that our time here in Australia fits in with the American time, so we've been able to ring George live and get his thoughts and catch him at home. So we're very lucky indeed to have the great man on the phone himself. So we certainly look forward to continuing this conversation as soon as George arrives back. Yeah, so back with George now. George, what about food? Food seems to be pretty important to you, and you make no bones about having plenty of it. How important is it to you?
Well, I can tell you this. I grew up very poor.
Okay, George, well, just one last question, if I can. There's 72 fights, 69 wins, 62 by knockout. George, when will you be fighting next?
I hope to be back in the ring in September.
Okay, George Foreman, we know you're a very busy man. We do appreciate your time, and best of luck with your future.
All the best, and thank you.
Look, I didn't hear any of that. No, I'm not happy about. I tell you what, it could be some copyright issues. Or
twice, he's just stopped the interview to take a call.
Twice.
It could be important. He said
half the interview you were talking to yourself.
First of all, thank God I got a nice warm coffee.
And Jim, did you notice the squeaky brain voice?
Oh, really?
A little squeaky brain.
Oh, yeah.
Real radio voice. So,
listen, there'll be no more of that.
Ryan, this is regular. We've got a box full of tapes. They're everywhere. This is going to give us about 4 years' worth. What were you thinking when he just stopped talking to you and took someone else's call?
Twice.
Thankfully, I've got some nice warm coffee.
He was making excuses for him. Oh, you know, George, very nice for George to take this call.
Hope you don't find the Tony Barber one.
We will find them all. There's a huge box. All right, Bristol's Vault is going to be kept.
The great Mark Ricciuto was sent through, and he just simply said, gold.
What Roo needs to know is this is a complete and utter stitch-up.
Yep.
We know that wasn't real.
No, that was real.
Roo, they have edited all this together, and this is a factory job.
BT, I like it.
I remember you being on 927-3UZ. We have to name the station because that's what you were doing after you got the arse from Collingwood. As Lee Matthews gave it to you when you wrote that book and exposed all the team secrets, and that was your career. That would have gone to air. So don't try and wiggle way to that. Kurt Tippett laid out, boys.
Ooh.
Replaced by James Rose. The Blues going unchanged.
Oh, doesn't play unless he's 110% fit, Kurt.
The Triple M footy family can get stuck into that at Triple M football on Twitter. How do you do it, Damo, by the way?
At Triple M footy.
Yeah, give us your feedback on interviewing Brian.
Squeaky voice, Brian.
Get even more from JB, Bristle, Duck and Purple with the Saturday Rub Catch-Up Podcast. Only on the Triple M app.